This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه من كل عمل صالح. The night is the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's much barakah in this night and the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام الدارمي في مسنده بسند حسن عن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith tonight is in the collection of Imam al-Darimi, and it has a reasonable chain of narration, and this hadith has similar narrations in bigger collections. I chose this one specifically just because of has a story attached to it that it's nice to tell. But there are similar hadith in larger collections and have higher degrees of authenticity. This hadith has a reasonable chain of narration, and it's safe for me to narrate to you. And it's narrated to us by Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, and he says this, قَالْ لَمَّا كَانَ من أمر عثمان بن مضعون ما كان من ترك النساء بعث إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So the way he phrased this, Sayyidina Sa'ad, the way he phrases it, he's saying when what happened with Uthman ibn Mad'un happened regarding his issue with women. So phrasing it that way means that not only did Uthman do something that was out of the norm, but it became well known. And it became a controversy, people started talking about it, that Uthman ibn Mad'un did something. And what Uthman ibn Mad'un did is that he decided that he was not going to get married. He was not going to, that's it, he's going to practice full celibacy. That's what Uthman ibn Mad'un did. And Uthman ibn Mad'un is a very well-known Sahabi. He's an early Mecki Sahabi who underwent a lot of persecution with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's just a humble person. He didn't make a lot of noise, so the name is not as well known. But for those who study his life alayhi salatu wasalam, know Uthman ibn Mad'un as a very highly ranked Sahabi. So he made this choice of not wanting to be married anymore. He was intending to divorce his wife and no longer get married. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sent to him a message. قَالَ يَا Uthman. أرغبت عن سنتي فإني لم أؤمر بالرهبانية. O Uthman, I was not commanded to practice full celibacy. Have you turned your back to my sunnah, to my way? Sunnah means his way. When he says sunnati alayhi salatu, he's talking about his way of life, his legacy, the way he lived. That's a sunnah. That's really what his sunnah is alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not just small actions that, no, it's his way of thought and way of life alayhi salatu wasalam. He wanted people to adopt that. So he's asking Uthman, did you have someone else that you're following now? I was not commanded to live rahbaniya, to full celibacy. فَقَالَ لَا No, I'm not turning my back on what you're teaching or your teachings. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ فَإِنَّ مِن سُنَّتِي أَنْ أُصَلِّي وَأَنَامْ وَأَصُومْ وَأَطْعَمْ وَأَنْكِحْ وَأُطَلِّقْ فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي يَا عُثْمَانِ إِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ So he said alayhi salatu wasalam, my sunnah, even if you're not turning your back on it, my way of life is that I sleep at night and I pray at night. I divide my night, or some nights I do this and some nights I do that. My way of life is some days I fast and sometimes I eat. My way of life is I get married and sometimes I don't get along. And he never actually divorced a woman alayhi salatu wasalam, but he said marriage and divorce, it's a part of life. That's my way. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي And if you decide that my way of life is not good for you, then you can't consider yourself a part of my ummah yawm al-qiyamah. You can't come and demand the intercession and demand to be treated, because you won't if you don't live the way I live. O Uthman, indeed, your nafs has a right upon you, meaning your biology, your instincts, and who you are as a person, what you're made of. You have to respect that. You have to respect who your humanity. We can't treat yourself as if you're non-human. This happens when you pursue a closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start feeling that maybe I should completely ignore all of these humane practices of lust and greed and the need to eat and to drink. You start feeling that maybe these are below me. I have to focus on something bigger. And the Prophet ﷺ was the closest of us to Allah. He did not neglect that piece of his life. Your nafs has a haqq upon you, has a right upon you, and your family has a right upon you as well. And you have to make sure that everything is treated with that proper balance. فَيُقْسِمُ سَعَدْ يَقُولُ This is why I'm telling you this hadith specifically, because there's another one that's more authentic, but I love this piece. This is what Sa'ad says. فَأَقْسَمَ سَعَدْ Sa'ad swore. قَالْ لَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ رجال من المسلمين على أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هو أقر عثمان على ما كان إذن يختصون ويتبتلون. He said that there was a group of men in the Sahaba that had sworn that if the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام left Uthman with what Uthman just decided to do, that they would all go and neuter themselves and make and swear themselves to celibacy. They had sworn that if the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw Uthman saying, "I will not get married, I will not," and he said, "That's okay," that they were going to go and neuter themselves and get rid of this whole problem. But he didn't, so they couldn't. And this struggle is interesting. Now, I'm not going to waste your time because it's a long philosophical discussion, but it's an interesting thing that the Sahaba thought about this, because they were looking for a way so that they would not be distracted from their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were looking for a way to get rid of distractions, because they found the beauty, the sweet nectar of being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the presence, they found it beautiful, and they found that this part of life takes you away from it. So they start thinking, maybe we get rid of this whole piece, I don't need it. I don't need it, just snip them off and we're done. I don't have to deal with this problem anymore. I have to think about it, I don't have to pursue it, it doesn't have to be there. But the Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam refused. He refused. No, you're going to continue, this is how life is going to be. And they had sworn that the Prophet made that decision, see, they were going to make a very harsh decision upon themselves, but the Prophet ﷺ did not. And I always thought that was interesting that they thought that way. But the theme that I'm telling you this hadith from is from of marriage, issues of marriage. It's important. The Prophet ﷺ refused to allow the Sahaba to decide that they weren't going to get married. I mean, if one of the Sahaba said, "I'm not going to get married," the Prophet ﷺ, why? Why are you get married? You don't want to be like me? What, you're better than me? You're better than this way of life? My way of life is you go in and you pursue marriage. Go pursue marriage. So he pushed them, alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused for anyone to say otherwise. And those who did, he made it an issue of legacy, an issue of way of life. He didn't sit down and argue with them details. No. Why say no to marriage altogether? No, that's not my way. My way is you get married, so go look for it. And he refused to go into details of it. And I think that's just a very important piece that we have to respect that as Muslims, that this is a prophetic obligation and a prophetic right to make sure that people who are pursuing marriage that can find it with some degree of ease. يروي الإمام الدارمي في مسنده بسند حسن عن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال لما كان من أمر عثمان بن مضعون ما كان من ترك النساء بعث إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا عثمان إني لم أؤمر بالرهبانية أرغبت عن سنتي؟ فقال لا. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن من سنتي أن أصلي وأنام وأصوم وأطعم وأنكح وأطلق فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني يا عثمان إن لنفسك عليك حقا ولأهلك عليك حقا. يقول فأقسم عثمان كان رجال من المسلمين أجمعوا على أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن هو أقر عثمان على ما اختار أن يختصوا ويتبتلوا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى